Hello, and thank you for downloading Sporting Witness from the BBC World Service. Today we go back to the Sydney Olympics of 2000 and a race which secured Haile Gebrselassie a place in athletics history. The Ethiopian distance runner won the 10,000-metre title in one of the closest long-distance races ever. He's been talking to Fred Dove.
It's Monday, the 25th of September 2000. More than 100,000 spectators are in Stadium Australia for the men's 10,000-metre final at the Sydney Olympics. The defending champion is 27-year-old Haile Gebrselassie from Ethiopia. He's just 1 metre 65 tall, and he's been a lifelong asthmatic. Also at the starting lineup, his closest rival, the tall and lanky Paul Turgat from Kenya. Two men who would end up being separated by less than a second after running 10 kilometres. Now, Haile, 20 years before Sydney, as a young boy, you listened to radio commentary of the 10K at the Moscow Olympics, which was won by your compatriot Merit Siefta. Was that a key moment for you in falling in love with long-distance running?
Yeah, that's true. That year, you know, we had no TV in that village. The only opportunity was the radio. And since that time, I was, you know, just dreaming, you know, just to become like Merit Siefta. I always, you know, asking myself, you know, when I become, you know, just the winner of 10,000 and 5,000 metres and things like that.
Now, you've described the 10 kilometres as your favourite distance. And before Sydney, you'd been unbeaten in a major 10K race in about 7 years. But you nearly didn't compete in Sydney, did you?
Yes, because of, you know, injury. I had, you know, this Achilles tendon injury when I, 3 weeks before Sydney, I mean, a big problem. And I decided, you know, just to let me stop not to compete in Sydney. And when I pushed by our Ministry of Sport and he told me, why don't you try? And they said to me, you know, why not? Maybe you can do something special.
When you stood at the starting line for the 10,000-metre final in Sydney, how did you feel? Because of the injury you'd had before the Olympics, did you feel nervous or did you feel confident because you'd got through the heat and you'd got through the semi-final?
I was very nervous, especially after the semi-final. The pain, you know, it's getting worse. My worry was not, you know, just to win the race, just to finish the race. And the last 5-6 laps, you know, when I checked in on myself, okay, now the pain getting, you know, just, of course, out of, you know, my control. And when I remember, you know, that race, when I, even, you know, when I watch, you know, just that tape, oh, how come I win, you know, that race?
When the last 400 metres started, were you confident at that point that you were going to win because Paul Turgat was still behind you?
Yeah, especially when I reached, you know, just lap 23. Oh, great. After this, no problem. And I was very surprised when he sprinted, you know, the last 300 metres. And as you see, you know, just the gap, it was a bit shocky for Haile.
So when he went past you with 300 metres to go and built up a little gap and, you know, you and Meskebu, your compatriot, were behind him at this point. At that point, honestly, did you think you could catch him?
Honestly speaking, I was a little bit shocked. I didn't expect him, you know, just that kind of tactic. And as you see, you know, just he passed both of us, you know, just a strong way. Very difficult with that kind of situation, you know, to catch Paul Turgat. And that's why it looks like, you know, just things was over. And I said to myself, let me try my best.
That last straight, when you were, you know, a couple of metres behind Paul Turgat, and then with 50 metres to go, you're moving up on him. At that point, what did you think? Did you have time to think, or was it just pure instinct?
Honestly speaking, nothing, in my mind. It looks like, you know, just life and death. I was watching, you know, just my left side. And when I lost him, you know, from my left eye, oh, this is a kind of, an indication, you know, to win the race. And then, as you see, by the time when I lost him, you know, just from my left eye, and I start to put up my hand, which means it's a victory.
but he was less than a second behind you. I mean, it was a very, very close finish, and the stadium around you was going wild.
Amazing finishing. This is also one of my best achievements in my athletics life. I didn't do this kind of race since I started athletics. Amazing, eh?
Were you running for Haile Gebrselassie, the defender of the 10,000-meter title, or for your country, your nation?
When you run for millions of people here in Ethiopia. You run for them. Millions of people, they are behind you. And when you lose, it's not just Haile Gebrselassie lose the race. Also, this much people also losing the race, which means directly, indirectly, it's a kind of impact, you know, for people of Ethiopia. The one in order present. It is normal for everyone, but especially for us, for Ethiopians, running is just like in our blood.
The fiercest rivalry is, of course, between Ethiopians and Kenyans, and this race was always going to be won by either an Ethiopian or a Kenyan. Paul Turgot had got silver behind you in Atlanta 4 years earlier. This time he was behind you again, only just. You said after the race, though, I wish that they could have given out 2 gold medals that day.
Absolutely. For me, Paul also won that race. Honestly speaking, Paul, he did what he could. He did what he had. And that's why I always say to people, you know, just if it's not 2 gold, should be 1 for Paul Turgot.
You've described this as the best race of your track career. Now, when you got back home to Addis Ababa, having brought victory not just to yourself, but also to your nation, what kind of reception did you get?
Wow. Don't ask me how it looks like. It was like, which way I describe, you know, just the reception when we came back, you know, from Sydney. It was amazing. From airport to downtown, normally it takes, you know, 15, 20 minutes by car. That day, it took 3 hours because of, you know, like how many, I can't say a million of people were waiting and cheering. Amazing reception.
Why was that 10K final in Sydney your favorite race? Was it because you successfully defended your title? Was it that you beat your fiercest rival Paul Turgot again, and it by such a small margin? Or was it that you perhaps surprised even yourself by what you were able to do in those last 100 meters?
Sydney, many reasons. First reason, as you know, I was injured. It was, you know, defend my title. And the other reason, because of the competition between me and Paul Turgot, and especially, imagine, you know, that kind of finishing, you know, happening once in many years, maybe once in a century.
Haile Gebrselassie, thank you very much indeed for joining us from Addis Ababa.
Haile Gebrselassie talking to Fred Dove for Sporting Witness. For details of our complete range of podcasts and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.